Morning, everybody. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, thank you. Good day that you have given to us. Thank you for opportunity can come and have fellowship with you in this place, Father. We pray that your word speak to us and give us good direction, new direction. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible from the 1 Kings chapter 19. Verse 1 and 2. 1 Kings 19, 1 and 2. Now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah has done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and even more, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." Brothers and sisters, I will share about stressed by yourself from the story of Elijah. Elijah means Yahweh is my God. His name is very good. Yahweh is my God. If we want to know the story of Elijah, we can only find in the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, only 5 chapters, 17, 18, 19, and then after that, King 1 and 2. In the beginning of his story, you can read at chapter 17 and 18, I can say that his name and the meaning of his name is really matching. So I can say that he really man of God. Why I say that he really man of God? The beginning of chapter 17, he is God's spokesman. He spoke on behalf of God. And then from verse 3 to 23, he experienced a lot of God providence. For example, he fed by the raven. Yeah, he just wait, and the raven give him a meat, a bread, and then he drink from one river till no more water. Brothers and sisters, we know that raven is not a normal bird. Usually, if we see from our environment, the bird that human can trust is dove, not raven. Raven, if they saw a meat, they will eat by themselves. But because the raven controlled by God, so that the raven every day, brothers and sisters, never too late. We can be late. Yeah? Every day we want to wake up for EMP, but sometimes we miss EMP. Even we already put many alarms, still oversleep, we cannot come out. But this raven really amazing. How can? Because God controlled the raven, and then want to feed Elijah. The second, after no more water, he also have another providence by God, how the poor widow can give him the last bread. And after that, suppose because no more flour, and then they will die. But the Bible tell us, There is a miracle. And also, if we see that how Elijah fight with the false prophet, he can call the fire from heaven. And then after that, Elijah win the competition. So I see that a lot of miracle happen in his life. So first, he is God's spokesman. The second, he experienced a lot of miracle with God. Remember, PSM said that experience God is more important than the knowledge of God. Now, Elisha not only have the knowledge of God, he also experienced God very complete for his spiritual journey. And then the last thing, he prayed for not to have rain, and then 3.5 years, no rain at all. And then after that, he prayed again, and the rain is come down. That's why the story of Elisha, you can see at the book of James, how Elisha become our model when we pray to God. Really put our faith to God. But then, brothers and sisters, we go to chapter 19, which is we just read, the midst of his life. So 17, 18 is really good introduction. And then going up at 19, he heard one statement. The statement is, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Oh, brothers and sisters, this statement really hit his mind and his heart. Be careful with a lot of statements that come out today, because the more we read, the more we influence, the more we influence, the more hit our head. Yeah. The statement make Elisha stress, run away, and then ask for death. You want to know how far Elisha ran away? Verse 3. And he was afraid and arose and ran for his life and came to Bathsheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now. O Lord, take my life, for I am not better than my father. Brothers and sisters, from his place, Mount of Carmel, and then go to Bathsheba, belong to Judah, I saw from encyclopedia around 17 miles. And then after that, he left his servant and then walked a day of journey. A day of journey. A day of journey is about 12 hours. If 1 hour, we can walk for 4 miles. Then total is 48 miles. So total, Elisha walked for 65 miles to run away. It's quite long. And Elisha can join Hong Kong competition walking 24 hours. Yeah, I saw David and Max join that competition. I want to try. Maybe I can pass 2 hours. Better than not. So brothers and sisters, 65 miles. Just walk, 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 walk. So this is the psychology of person who is stressed, fear, lonely, and then just want to die. How come? When I discuss with Cardia say, oh, Papa, how come? He's man of God. And then I saw his face. Why not? You think man of God cannot stress? Man of God also can be stressed. We encourage everybody. In this one, I always encourage our member, don't be afraid, just for your wash your hand, and then use your mask. Yeah? And whenever in the lift or MTR, you hear someone is coaching, don't stay close. But then, brothers and sisters, when I push the escalator, I also... Yeah? So, same. We have this kind of experience. Yeah? If we do not afraid, at least we worry about our son, our daughter, and we always say, have you washed your hand? Yeah? Have you changed your clothes? Yeah, because even in Tapinlo, you can be infected. Yeah. So this is the story of our life. We can be stressed, we can run, and then we can feel lonely. Yeah. So stress is not only belong to common people, also belong to men of God. Do God angry if we stress? No. The Bible told us, when Elijah said, it is enough now, O Lord, take my life. I didn't see and find that God angry with Elijah. God didn't angry. How can you, Elijah? You make me same. You are no use. No, brothers and sisters. Oh, yeah. God just let Elijah take a rest. Take a rest. But the problem is from me. I want to know how come people like Elijah can be stressed. I found three sentences that make him stressed. First sentence, he said, I am not better than my father. I am not better than my father. What does it mean, not better than my father? When he said this sentence, in his mind, he has competition thinking about he and his fathers. Fathers mean the prophet become him. So when he do ministry, he do it for competition. He want to tell people, look at me. I can do A, B, C, how good I am. But now, when he say that sentence, and then Jezebel hit him with one sentence, now he feel very fear. Now he understand he is not better than other people. Competition. Yeah. Competition make you to result to attitude in your life. Feel inferior and feel superior. Yeah. So that's number one. Number two, verse 10. Elijah said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the sons of Israel have forsaken your covenant, turned down your altar, and killed your prophet with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it away. I am alone. I have very jealous. I have very jealous. When he say I have very jealous, that means he angry. Yeah. I follow you, God. I do everything. Look at me. What I get now? Someone want to kill me. Angry, tired, discouraged. All this sentence, I can say the sentence of focus himself. Yeah. So I'm no better than my father. Competition focus at himself. Angry focus at himself. The last one he said, I alone I'm left. No one, only me. Lonely. Lonely also focus himself. Why Elijah, man of God, can get stressed? The answer from these three sentences, because he focus at himself. If you have a lot of experience with God, and then you have one problem, you can be stressed if you focus by yourself. Suppose, brothers and sisters, our experience with God is a footstep for us to go for another experience. Yeah, it can be, but the problem is if your experience cannot make you go closer to God, the problem because your problem, your experience not lead you to focus to God, to focus to yourself. Today, we hear a lot of sentence. This sentence make you fear or make you joy. It's simple. If you focus to God, then you can feel free, joy, and peace in your heart. I'm so thankful to God because in the beginning of the year, God gave me one first. The essence of the first is worship God. Worship God. So before this all happened, God already prepared me. Worship God. Worship God. Worship God. Why I need to worship God? Because by worship God, then I can bring myself to focus to God. That's the secret of my happiness. I'm not superior. I'm just a human. But I can be happy in this situation because I force myself to worship God. When we force ourselves to worship God, then we come close to Him and then we focus everything just to Him. Eliza lost focus. That's why he fall on human stress. The last thing, what did God done for Eliza? First, in the beginning, I told you, He give food and rest. Yeah? If you feel stressed, just take a rest. If you need food, just come to me, and we can go and take lunch together. Yeah? Give food, and then take a rest. And then he asked some question. Yeah? God asked Eliza some question. Why God asked Eliza some question? Because God want to take out every problem in Eliza's heart. Eliza needs someone to hear his problem. Today, God want to send you to the people to hear their problem. Don't judge them. Just hear what is your problem. Yeah. Today, many people need someone to hear your problem. I also thanks God because God give me big ear. That's why I just hear a lot of story from other people. Just hear the problem. Hear. And then the third thing, after God hear everything, oh yeah, God hear something wrong from Eliza. But God didn't angry with Eliza. God just give Eliza new direction. God give Eliza a new job. That's mean, although you are not perfect, but I still love you. I give you new job. Not because you are good or bad, because I love you. And then the last thing, when Eliza said, oh, I'm only alone, nobody with me. Then God said, still there are 7,000 prophets that not worship other God. That's mean God revealed the truth for Eliza. After that, Eliza recovery, and we can see another story from his life. 2 Kings 1 and 2. He finished his job well. We want to finish our job well. So we really need to recover ourselves. Yeah? Whenever we hear something make us worry and afraid, stress, go back, focus to God. So it is a good time for us in this morning. We focus our mind, our heart to God. Let us pray. If you worry about your children, then bring your children into God's hand. If you worry about your parents, then bring your parents to God. Your family is God's family. If you love your family, God also loves your family. Yeah. If you want to protect and take care for your family, God do more than we can do. If you worry about yourself, then I want to tell you, God also loves you. So, You may hear a lot of sentence, but don't forget to filter all the sentence, all the news with the word of God. Let us focus ourselves this morning. Let rejoice in the God. Janela will lead us worship, and we believe when we worship, we focus ourselves to Him and let Him ministry our life. Take out all our worry and stress. Change to new joy and new peace.
By you.
call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great thing, mighty things, which is you do not know. Let us call God. Let us talk to Him. Let us put all our burden in Him. He will give you answer. He loves you. Let us use this privileged time to talk to Him and bring our petition, pray to Him. First of all, we pray for our brother and sister who have cancer in their body. We pray that God will touch them. Also for them who are running a chemotherapy, we pray that there is a miracle behind the treatment. Let's pray together. Also pray for some people, they have sick, but also we pray for their salvation, spiritual salvation. We pray that God open their heart. We pray for the family, so that the family can lead them to know and to believe Jesus. Let's pray together. Also pray for some brothers and sisters in infirmities condition. We pray that God will take all the weakness from their body. Also pray for our brothers and sisters who are seeking new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Brothers and sisters, let us focus our mission prayer this morning for China. We pray for SP Beijing, SP Singapore, all missionaries who serve in China. We also pray that God give His grace for China, especially people in Wuhan and all area that affected by coronavirus. We pray that China people can call upon God, ask for forgiveness, and God will throw His grace for them. Let's pray together. Also pray for board member, PSAM, and all the team. We pray that God always give board member wisdom, direction to lead His church, SP, not only in Hong Kong, in everywhere. Let's pray together. Let's also pray for Young Adult Fellowship, Men Ministry, Monday Prayer, Pure Desire, Woman Ministry, and all the program that they have made. We pray that God will bless this all fellowship in our church. Also pray for SP 2.0. We pray for next step for our church, that God will prepare bigger space, extend His kingdom through SP. Let us also pray for house church activity for tonight. We pray that God will bless all house church activity. People can come, join, share, and then they have good fellowship in God. Let's also pray for Hong Kong. There are two viruses in Hong Kong that we need to be alert. First is coronavirus, and the second is fear virus that very easy to affect to other people. We pray that God's peace and joy come upon Hong Kong people. Through us, we can share the good news for them. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Father, thank you. Thank you for good encouragement that you give it to us. Thank you for good time that we can pray and we can ask you. Now it is a time for us to leave the church. We ask for your special blessing for us this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and he gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance to you and give you peace. Amen.